goofing?
That doesn't always work out either.
Okay, this is a word that obviously has changed meaning, and this obviously in 1977 has a little bit different context. You wouldn't use, would you use the word queer at all? To mean that?
Queer?
Not for touched in the head, not for acting right. I don't think I'd say queer on that.
Well, what would you think it means, more or less?
Queer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, to me, of course, I think more about homosexuality or something.
Yeah.
Is queer.
Okay.
Was that a recent meaning for the word? Or
yes. Now that'd be a recent. Where before, when you'd say queer, you wouldn't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like gay. And you say gay years ago, you were, you know, happy. And now gay doesn't mean that in this day and age.
Okay. If you got somebody that's just absolutely wants to do things this way and that's it, and he won't change his mind, you might say he's a
stubborn Dutchman.
Call me a stubborn Dutchman.
If you had, say, a stubborn Dutchman that didn't like to be told that he was one and got mad when you called him one, you might say he was kind of
hot-headed.
Or anything else? Somebody with a thin skin, in other words, that doesn't want to listen to a lot of easily offended.
Gosh, right now I can't think of a word I would want to think of.
You wouldn't use something like touchy or.
Yes.
Okay. If you got somebody who had something that made him, I'm trying to think how to use this without using a word that means this. If you had somebody that's touchy,
mm-hmm.
probably when certain things happen that are likely to offend him, he's going to get
if he started hollering, and he might be.
No, you're going to have
this
to
is,
say
this
that.
Is real. This
yeah.
is so simple. In other words, if you have somebody that's touchy that you've offended,
mm-hmm.
he's going to get at you.
Mad. That's not what you want.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Any other terms you'd have that mean the same thing?
I don't think so.
It's
mad.
So you get ugly or get owly or anything like that?
No, I'd be mad. I have to.
Okay. If there's no wind blowing at all, you could say it's dead.
Calm.
Yeah.
Dead calm.
Okay. If somebody's worked all day and he comes in, he just barely has enough energy to sit in a chair, you could say he's
dead tired.
Okay. Anything for really tired?
Well, I thought you dead tired. You about had it.
All right. Is anything for something less tired?
Pooped.
Okay. Somebody is all right, say last week when you saw him, you heard that he's not all right, that he's got a cold or something like that. He must have, in the meantime, he must have
caught something.
Okay. Is that the only thing you'd say, caught something?
What else would you say?
You'd say got sick or took sick or...
No.
This is became ill, I don't think anybody.
Oh,
I would really say
that. No, I don't think so either.
Okay. If somebody goes out, say, in the rain and comes back and he's sniffling and everything, you might say he probably
caught a cold.
Okay. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's kind of teed off of me the other day for staying in the rain for a couple of minutes. I didn't have a coat on.
He had a raincoat right there. I never put it on.